Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Steve Arterburn here for New Life Live. Thanks for joining us today with Dr. Dave Stoop and Becky Brown and a whole studio full of wonderful, fabulous, fun-filled, wise people here at New Life Live. If you want to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000. It's a great day for New Life.
I really enjoy your show.
Hi, you guys are the best.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. What a combination of wisdom and fun.
When we finally did it, and he walked out into the living room and said, well, I know it's not my birthday, and sat down on the couch.
Oh, I thought you said he had died. He divorced 10 years ago.
Dave's fault. Another name for firstborn is crash test dummy. And, you know, because we're learning a lot of stuff as parents.
Well, there's a horse and there's a cart.
This is not a 3-year-old problem with your husband. This could have started in junior high school. We don't know.
See, right now we like each other, but we're not really being the kind of person that we would want to be to make it work. You follow me?
Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. I don't know what you're doing today, but I hope that you're having a good day, a good Friday. Joining me today, we don't usually have...
It's a live Friday.
Yeah, it's a live Friday right here. And we've got a lot of people, a lot of wonderful people here in the studio today. And because we're having a little get-together of some of our supporters and trusted advisors and all... but, Becky, we don't usually have you here at the table.
No, it's amazing. Isn't it amazing that I get to do this?
It is amazing, and it's amazing that you're head of our Club New Life family.
Club New Life is a great ministry to this ministry.
Yeah.
We have so many people that believe in what we do. They want to be partner with us as we reach out and help so many people with transformation.
Yeah.
Well, and I love it. And so I want to challenge anybody who has not joined Club New Life today before the end of this program. Since I am on here, let's show up.
Yeah, let's see how many people would just go ahead and do it. Now, I can honestly say this, that Club New Life is not so much something we want from you, but it's something that we want for you. Because when you cross over into this area of generous living and generous giving, you have a different kind of life. And this is a baby step for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've said, when I've talked about stewardship, I've said for a long time, you know, no matter what you give, make the commitment to give consistently. Giving consistently $1, in my mind, is better than saying I'll give $100 whenever I have it available.
I feel like it.
Yeah, so this is part of that discipline. But I'll tell you, we'll send you a Life Recovery Bible. I'll do a CD for you every month, and we'll give you discounts, and we'll thank you, and we'll be grateful, and people's lives will be changed if you would just come and join Club New Life.
Sometimes it sounds like a lost leader. It costs us more in what we give them than what they give us.
Well, sometimes, yeah, but it is a
but it isn't.
Great
but it's
way.
That, it's that consistency yeah. of being
so
there.
Many of the newer Club New Life members have said, you know, we've listened for so long.
Yeah.
And we believe in what New Life does. We are experiencing transformation because of listening to the program, that we wanted to join in and be part of it.
Right.
And they have. And the other benefit is we have the Club New Life website where they can watch the webinars.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they can be part of us closer and closer.
Right. Well, you know, if you go online, we'll post a picture of what the studio looks like here, or maybe you're viewing by television. Now, we did not go out on the streets of Laguna Beach and find really sick people and bring them into the studio. That's not why people are here. These are wonderful friends of the ministry, and we're just grateful that they're here. So, I don't know. We may have to hook somebody up to a microphone here in a minute and hear a word or two. But if you want to join us on the program, it is 1-800-229-3000. And the thing that we've got coming up the soonest is on June the 7th, we're in Dallas for our 25th anniversary celebration. And we're going to be over there at the Richardson Church of the Nazarene. Now, remember, Jesus was a Nazarene. So we're going to his church in Richardson. And Dr. Dave Stoop will be there. Mylon Yurkovich is going to be there. I'll be there, and we're going to celebrate 25 years of ministry. What a blessing God has been to us to allow us to continue to help people. And you know why we do this? We do it because there's a lot of pain, and there's a lot of hope, but there's a lot of confusion on the way to that hope. And we want people to be clear on that path to hope. We'll be back after this.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are. They give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Becky Brown. Dave and I have written a few things together, put together the Life Recovery Bible, and now we have the Life Recovery Bible for teens. And so if you need a copy of that for one of the young folks there, I mean, it really could help. And, you know, one of the best parts of that Bible are the 12 laws of life recovery that are in there. And one of those that means the most to me is the law that restitution brings closure to an issue. Mm. And we see that over and over again. Closure to you because you've done everything you can. Closure to the other person because you've made an effort to make it up to them.
Well, and there's also that the idea of giving it to one of your kids. You think, yeah, well, why do that? But you and I have a letter in the beginning that explains that, that sets it up so that it can be given. You know,
right.
It asks you, you know, you may wonder why somebody gave you this book.
And it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's such a cool cover and everything that it makes you want to, you know, get addicted just to have one. So let's go to our phones and Debbie, Anchorage, Alaska. She listens online. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Steve, and hi, Dave.
Hi.
Hey, we're coming your way, you know.
Yeah, I know. All right. I have a question and a comment, really.
All right. This is going to be dangerous, but we're willing to walk in dangerous territory.
That's right. Well, it might be a little edgy, but here it goes. So why... You know, I listen all the time, and I want to know, why do you, the host, advocate dating and second marriages when kids are involved? And because we do know, everyone knows, that blending families never works for children. I mean, it just absolutely... Yeah, there's no good outcome.
Yeah, the blender hurts, besides, doesn't it? When you throw a family in a blender and turn it on, it kind of hurts and chews everybody
absolutely
up.
Absolutely. Well, kids do not want to be a part of that.
Most
and
of
therefore,
the time.
And therefore, it should not be encouraged, really.
Most of the time, it's difficult for kids. But in other cases where, let's say, someone is going to marry... and she has two kids. Maybe they didn't have a father that was ever there. Maybe they had a father that was, maybe he died even. And now they would like to have a father. And so they're all for. I know many times the kids are all for the second marriage because it gives them the chance to have a real father or a real mother. But the point you make about the difficulties with blended families is very true, and that's why you need to do some preparation work. There's a whole movement. In fact, there's a meeting in September called Blended and Blessed Families, so that when people do come together, it can be a blessing to everybody, not make matters worse. But the caution that you give is a good caution. It just isn't true in every case. But and also, you know, I have a friend who is not married. She's divorced. She has two kids. And I've seen people around her say, hey, you ought to get married. You ought to start dating. And I have said, hey, look, I don't know that that's really what you ought to do. Mm-hmm. Just looking at your life, the way you live, the security that you have, the health of your kids. Probably if you ever thought about that, it'd be better if you waited till they were out of school. So
I'm kind of curious. Debbie, why are you asking the question?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, I am recently divorced, and my former husband is now involved in another relationship with three kids. They do not have a father, okay? Mm. He died. So he naturally is sort of stepping into a vacant spot. Well, it's a good fit for them. However, he has two children of his own who want no part of these other kids. I mean, you just can't. You can't force kids to be together and be happy and it just I just don't.
Well, you know, some
it'll never work.
But some of that not wanting any part of it could be a feeling that if they ever expressed to you that they wanted to be part of that, that it would be a betrayal of you.
No, not at all.
Well, but I'm saying it could be, since you do have strong feelings in that direction, it could be perceived by these little ones that, man, we don't dare mention to Mom anything good that could come out of this. And it says to, hopefully it would say to him, he needs to do some really intensive, thorough work with his kids before he goes forward.
I would guess that your kids are feeling that way because they don't want to share. They've lost him. And they don't really want to share him with somebody else that's there all the time.
Yeah.
And that's a very legitimate feeling.
Sure.
I make fun of the blended idea because I think the better word for the positive kind of outcome is to integrate a family. Mm-hmm. And integrating takes a lot of work, takes a lot of time. And I know couples who have not remarried until their kids were out of high school. And I admire them for that because they were able to focus on their kids. But then I know other situations where the integrating of the two families, or three or four families in some cases, has been a very positive thing for the kids involved and in all cases. And so I don't know that we can make – I think part of our concern is to look at each individual situation when somebody calls in.
Yeah.
And like what I would say about your situation is you need to really pay attention to your kids' feelings because there's something going on where they do not feel a part of their father when he's with these other kids, and that's an issue with between him, your kids and him. And that's that. Unless that gets dealt with, it won't go away.
You know, I'm part of a blended family. I guess you say I integrated one or a blended one.
Integrated.
And I think that if you talk to the boys, I think they'd say this: wow, we really wish Mom and Dad had stayed together.
Mm-hmm. That absolutely.
They would say, man, I wish they had.
Kids always feel that way.
But if or since that wasn't possible, I'm glad you're the one that's my step. Their dad even said, well, if she can't be married to me, it's a good thing for the boy she's married to you. So we have a lot of support because that marriage could not be fixed. And so now we pick up where we are. It's not the perfect situation, but we see, can we make it better? And I'm hoping that that your husband would see a way to help them, but you also would encourage them, if he's going that direction, to accept that reality and make the best of it.
Right.
Because there are benefits from it.
Can be.
And I was going to say, even for you, Debbie, to find the support that you need as you're trying to help them navigate through that. How old are they?
12 and 7.
Yeah.
Those are tough ages. Mm-hmm. Very, very tough. And so just tell your husband we said, hey, it'd be great if you could really work with them, with the counselor.
He needs to be aware, and he needs to work with them and acknowledge and affirm their feelings and do things with them alone.
All right. I'm going to send you Walking Into Walls, and I hope that that would be a great book to help you work through some of those feelings that you've got there. 1-800-229-3000. I'll tell you, you know, she brings up an important point for everybody to hear, that you don't just go date right after your divorce, get married, and then expect the kids to live with it. That's a very, very selfish,
dangerous presumption.
Well, and I also think that the idea to say never advise people to remarry with blended families, right. I mean, you know, it's not a black and white issue. There's so many things that come into play there.
Yeah.
So many things.
Okay. Next caller is Lorraine. Lorraine's calling from Colorado Springs, Colorado. KGFT's the station. Hello, Lorraine. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing today?
Doing all right.
Good. Well, I thank you for your ministry. I have a question. My husband of 1 year has what they call detachment disorder due to severe physical abuse as a child.
Okay.
And this is his first marriage, and he's 52.
Oh, wow.
And what are his chances of recovering if he does decide to get into intense therapy?
Well,
what can I do to...
Well, not only what are the, let's just say, what are the chances, but like she thinks she's going to, what could she do to help? And then what would you be looking for in helping someone like that, Dave?
Well, and
Becky?
I think, Lorraine, part of what you've got to be aware of is that it's going to take time, and you've got to be patient with it and be very accepting and affirming of him. You know, what he didn't get as a child is still missing, and that is that somebody is going to be responsive to him, available to him, and affirming to him. You know, so that when things go bad, that's probably the testing time as to how available and how responsive you can be to what he's experiencing, what his emotions are. One of the things that I would do if I were in your shoes is that when he starts to pull away, you comment on it in an accepting way and just say, you know, I'm still here, and, you know, you can even share your own feelings and say, it feels lonely when you do this, and when you're ready to talk about it, I'd be happy to talk about what you're experiencing and what some of your fears might be. And do it in a very accepting, affirming way, because that was what was missing. He didn't get acceptance. He didn't, you know, people weren't responsive in a healthy way, and he never really got affirmed.
Did you talk about it before you got married?
He would mention it once in a while about his childhood background, but he seemed so well grounded that I thought, wow, how did he escape that?
Yeah.
And but the problem in our marriage right now is there is no physical intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
There's no affection.
Right.
And I have very little communication with him except a superficial level.
When you talk about him getting intensive therapy, I would think that you getting into a couples therapy would be a more productive way and deal with it. His attachment style is basically to you know, be an avoider. He's very self-sufficient, has been. He's never married until 52, so he's made it on his own, and now he's took a big taken a big step, a big risk, and he doesn't know what to do with it. So I would get into couples therapy and just think, well, you're very self-sufficient, and how are you going to let me into your life? That's the question you want to ask. And you want to ask it with a counselor there that can help him understand how to respond to it.
You know, the sad thing is, if somebody has a detachment disorder and they have a sexually intimate time, rather than feel closer and fulfilled, they feel weird because they aren't used to.
It's unusual.
They're so connected in that way because that's what it really. They feel strange and weird. They don't know what to do with the strangeness and the weirdness, the vulnerability that they don't want to have. I mean, it's just like guaranteed that it's there.
Well, and I was kind of wondering, Lorraine, how long did you date him before you got married? You've only been married a year.
Yeah, well, actually, less than 9 months.
Okay. And were you married before?
I have been married, and then I was married 21 years, and I've been divorced for 19.
Okay.
Hey, you know, what I'm thinking, Lorraine, is you got some real stars, you know, on your crown there, because he was willing to take a risk with you.
Mm-hmm.
that he had never taken before.
So
and,
true.
And think of it that way, that,
right.
Wow, we have something. Even talk to him about that. You know, we have something.
Very special.
That is so special because you finally chose me.
Right.
And I'm honored. I want us to experience a growing relationship. So let's you and I talk to a counselor and maybe in doing that, forget the detachment disorder label.
Right.
Don't even
actually,
go
I
there.
Actually, we have been in marriage counseling since October when, just a few months after I married him, he, by email, asked me for a divorce.
Well, you know, and I would also...
That's because of fear.
If I was talking with your counselor, I'd say, you know, one of the best gifts you could give him is to normalize this, to help him see that it would be normal for him to get married and within 6 months want to get a divorce. And if he can see that that's a reaction that's predictable, then maybe he could say, okay, well, I don't have to
and be... Do away with that. The disorder label. Labels don't help solve problems. So.
Well, I think the marriage workshop would be a great opportunity for you guys to come.
It's in July. I hope that you will think of it. We'll tell you off the air. What do you want to send her, Dave?
I think you ought to send her How We Love.
Okay, mm-hmm. How We Love, coming your way.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn. Come join us as we cruise Alaska this summer, July 1st through the 8th. Alaska is one of God's most wonderful and spectacular works of creation. And if you haven't been before, you'll be amazed at all there is to see and to do. We'll be sailing the Norwegian Sun, starting in Vancouver, and sailing north to Anchorage. Along the way, we'll stop in Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, and then sail Glacier Bay and Hubbard Glacier. Our New Life cruises are always filled with lots of fun, wonderful fellowship, and great teaching from our team. And joining me this year are Women of Faith speakers Marilyn Meeberg and Lucy Swindoll. To register or to find out more, call 1-888-770-6898, extension 103. That's 1-888-770-6898, extension 103.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, Becky Brown, who's head of Club New Life, and a whole studio full of wonderful, fabulous people that are part of the New Life family. We just mentioned the marriage weekend. I want to mention that one person who went said that before going there, they were two roommates living in the same house, hardly communicated, avoided each other, lived two separate lives. And they leave the weekend with healing and hope and a restored marriage. And they suggest that you go before it's too late and Satan has a firm grip on your marriage. And I'll tell you, if I knew of anything that was more helpful, I would suggest it.
I had an experience this week that it might be the second most helpful thing. I had to go testify in a divorce court. And you know, you sit and wait for a couple hours while they play games. You know. And as you sit and wait, you're listening to lawyers talking to other people. And you know, I thought, if somebody's kind of on the brink, maybe what they ought to do is go visit a divorce court for half a day and just kind of move around and listen to the conversations. You know, the one that I remember, the lawyer saying, "Well, I'll try and get you $200 more a month." Basically, he said, "I'm going to get slammed for it, but I'll give it a try." You know, and it'll help with your rent. And I thought, this guy went to law school for 3 years. Took the grueling bar exam, passed it, all so that he could negotiate $200 between a. Yeah. This, you know, yeah. You just see the pain. And here in Orange County, there are 30 courts in that building that are divorce courts, and there are 20 cases at least for every court.
Yeah, and that's, now add to that those that will never end up in divorce court, but just miserable.
Just miserable.
They just let yeah.
married and miserable.
And sometimes they'll say because God hates divorce. So they'll just put on the the mantle of, we're just going to pretend like we're all okay, we're going to be in this nice house, put our smiles on, and go about in misery. We have more prayer requests for marriages here at the ministry, and so I can't imagine a better thing to do than to go to the marriage workshop and get to the bottom of it. Live in an incredible marriage.
And if you support us, I'll send you 7-Minute Marriage Solution.
Even better.
This is the last day, May 31st, 7-Minute Marriage Solution. 7 things you could stop doing right now to make your marriage better. Diana from Fremont, California, listens online. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm right now. I'm in the middle of a really crazy relationship. This last 2 weeks, I've been separating myself from my boyfriend. I've been with him for a year, and the question is he's been selfish lately. And the question is, should I stay with a selfish man and try to make things work?
Well, you know, a lot of times people that have dated a year, when they use the word selfish because they've invested so much in this person, what they maybe would really like to say is that he's a narcissistic egomaniac who thinks of no one but himself. But it's just hard to get that out. Now, which one is he? Kind of selfish, or is it a really big problem? Give us an example of what he does.
Okay, well, it's like I really love him, and he really loves me. And whenever I suggest something to, you know, like if I want to go somewhere, he says no, he doesn't want to go.
Oh, I'd marry him in a heartbeat. That's the kind of relationship want for the rest of your life.
That's right.
You want to go somewhere, he says no. That's a match.
How long has that been going on, Diana?
For a few months later. Okay. It was just recent. Like, you know, in the beginning, he was never like that, you know.
He was on his best behavior in the beginning. Right. Now the real him
just
is
wait till you get married. See, then I don't want to go turns into I don't want to go, and you
can't
go.
Right.
And you will not go.
That's the thing. I'm not trying to get married soon. I want to get everything, you know, resolved before
that's good.
That.
You probably won't get it resolved.
He really loves me, he needs to, you know, he needs to stop being selfish and meet my needs like I do meet his.
It doesn't work that way.
Unconditional love, you know?
Diana, it doesn't work that way. You know, you're seeing now what you're going to get.
That's right.
And it'll get worse after you're married, like Steve said.
Right.
And you can't fix it.
Right.
You hear me?
His best foot forward right now.
Yeah.
This is, you know, and a lot of times people will say it only gets worse when you get married, which is terrible to say. But, you know, we just talked about how challenging marriage can be. You're having challenges in your relationship and you're just dating. Diana, how do you feel, how do you approach this with him when he says, I don't want to go there, or we're not going to go there, you're not going to go there?
I get mad and I tell him how selfish he's being, that it's not fair, because whenever he asks me to go with him somewhere, I always say yes.
Yeah. Has it ever worked? Has it ever worked?
No.
No, I'd say not, right?
Has it ever worked
when you've told him you're being selfish and I don't appreciate you not regarding my needs? Has that ever worked?
Yeah.
you just brushed it off.
Right.
You know, I would say insensitivity is a red flag, but won't do what I want to do ever is kind of one of those radioactive black and yellow signs up there. And
warning.
I think you really need to look at that.
Hey, and love, you know, we blame a lot of things on love. You know, love takes...
He's used to being single.
He what?
He's used to being single. He's 35 years old, and, you know.
And there's a reason,
you might need to give him that wish.
There's a reason for that. But don't, you know, we think love is going to solve it. Love really isn't even necessary for a good marriage. It'll be the consequence of a good marriage. Mm. And so don't go in there thinking love is going to win the day, because it won't.
Yeah, I'll send you, is this the one? Hold on.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Becky Brown. Becky's head of our club, New Life Family, and we would love for you to join us today with our 25th anniversary. We've lowered it to $25 a month. Really hope that we can build. In fact, we have built it up, and we need it to go further. We have over 5,000 people, 5,161, if I'm correct.
And we can take that many more.
We can take that many more. Right now, I want to talk with one of these fabulous people in the studio, Karen Trenner. And you live up in the Seattle area.
Yes, I do.
And how did you get involved with New Life? How did you find out about us?
Well, it started, I would say, in the early 80s. Mm. And it was Minerve Meyer at the time.
Yeah, right.
And a friend of mine invited me to Monday Night Solutions.
Very good.
And I went to it, and I came home, and I told my husband, oh, my gosh. I said, this is just amazing. Mm-hmm. It's different. It's the study of the soul mixed with Christianity. And I was at the point that I couldn't memorize Scripture enough. I couldn't pray enough. I was doing all the disciplines, but I felt empty. I felt like I just couldn't do any more for God.
Right.
And she introduced me to Monday Night Solutions, and it changed my life.
Oh, that's great. That is so great. Well, thanks for being with us here, and we love you guys and appreciate you. And I think a lot of people came our way through Minerve Meyer and Monday Night Solutions, and Dave did.
Mm.
Yeah, so really good. Thank you for that.
Thank
All right,
you.
Let's go back to the phones, and let's talk with George. Hello, George. From Kearney, Nebraska. KJLT is the station. Hi, George.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for everything that you do.
You're welcome. How can we help today?
Start off with my question. My question is, how do I prepare, especially mentally, for a divorce? And possibly also not being able to see my children anymore.
Well, what happened?
Well, I called a few weeks ago and told you about my wife that I now realize has these extreme fears of abandonment and had a nuclear meltdown, and she moved out and she's having an affair and all that. What I didn't tell you is that she's also abusive physically, verbally, emotionally. And I now realize that it's not healthy for my kids, so I have to do, you know, I need to protect my boys, and I need to seek custody of my boys.
Well, you were saying you might not be able to see your kids.
Well, she's told me she's a liar, a cheater, a manipulator. Seems like she doesn't care who she hurts to get whatever it is that she wants, and she's told me that she would make up abuse to get the kids, make up that I was abusive. So, I mean, there's no guarantee if I try and see custody of my boys that I would get
them. Yeah. How old are your kids, George?
Three and a half and two.
Oh, wow.
So sorry. Wow, that's tough.
I don't know what it's like in Nebraska, but in California, they have an evaluation, a professional evaluation in terms of custody. And you've got an issue, it sounds like, of being intimidated quite easily. And I don't know if you've talked to an attorney to get clear on your rights, and especially your rights about your kids. Judges today are more desirous of keeping the father involved than of cutting the father out. And if your wife has warned you that, you need to make a note and date it and keep a log of when she says these things to you. You've got to protect yourself. And I would get to an attorney right away and find out what your rights are. And don't let her intimidate you. Because, you know, she doesn't get to call the shots on that. If you're protesting it, you know, and saying, no, I want this, and she's saying, I want this. Here they say, you're going to go to these people. They're going to go visit you in the home. They're going to do all kinds of testing. And they pretty much get to what's going on.
George, how long have you guys been married?
June 2009.
And how long were you together before then?
2.5 years.
Okay. And did you see any of this while you were dating and in the early part of the marriage, or did this just show up?
I'm not going to say I never ignored. There were red flags when we were dating. But she also lied to me, you know, since day one, and I, you know, believed most of those lies. When I would put down boundaries for her, she responded very well and respected them.
Okay, let me answer your question. How do you mentally prepare for divorce? Is that you get connected with healthy connections, such as you get in a small group with your church, and you, when you have the kids, they're part of the small group. You get a couple of really respected men to be mentors, and you meet with them.
You get in
the
divorce recovery workshop.
Absolutely.
That some church in your area will do.
You don't timidly and shyly become a sad recluse and then let all the things she says about you become true. You have to stay or get connected and stay connected, and that keeps your mental frame of mind in the best shape possible. Otherwise, you're going to get lost in all this, and you're going to be talking to an attorney, and that's going to be your only connection.
Right. Well, that part is going to be a lot easier for me than it would be for my wife, because I have a big family that is very supportive. She has nobody. She's cut everybody out of her life.
I think it needs to go beyond family members.
Yeah, you got to get somebody in your church and somebody outside of the family. And that's the kind of thing that custody evaluators, who are professional psychologists typically, that's the kind of thing they look for. They want to see how you're connected beyond just your family. And all that, you work that program, and you get people praying for you, and watch God work.
Yeah. All right. Let's send him forgiving the unforgivable.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that we have to do when we get ourselves in these messes is forgive ourselves. And I think
that's in there.
One of the most valuable parts of that. Every Man's Battle is coming up June 28th through the 30th in Denver. We've had over 11,000 men go through Every Man's Battle, and there are a lot of marriages that have been restored and a lot of integrity walking around on the streets because somebody was willing to go to that. So, if you or someone you love has a sexual integrity problem, call us and let us tell you about this amazing weekend that seems to change everything for so many people. Okay, Sarah, Pensacola, Florida, WEGS is the station. Hi there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How can we help you today?
Well, I just want to thank you for your show, and I just want to say that your show helped me so much in 2008 when I was going through a divorce, and I just want to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Right now, I just don't know. I know that I'm not right in a relationship with the Lord, and I have been struggling with addictions. I used to be real close to the Lord, and I walked back into addictions, and I don't know.
What kind of addiction?
Food addictions and smoking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I know it's not drugs or alcohol, but it has been drugs or alcohol to me. But these are things that I know that the Lord didn't want me doing, and I know that I'm not close to him right now, and I guess I don't know how to get back into a right relationship with him.
Okay. Well, have you thought about recovery?
Yes, I do have a life recovery Bible, and I have been going to Celebrate Recovery that is in our area.
Okay.
I think the first step, Sarah, you've already established the fact that you would like to get back into a right relationship with Christ.
It's a good first step.
I guess I fear that I've been cut off from him because of my clear warnings of going back the wrong way.
Well, the unpardonable sin?
Yeah, I have feared that.
Oh, you couldn't do that if you wanted to.
Right.
And the reason you can't do it is because you're worried about it. Mm-hmm. People who commit that aren't worried about it.
Right.
Okay.
So you need to, you've already started two good things, getting into the Bible, getting into Celebrate Recovery. You need to find good friends there that you can be with at other times. You need to get involved in a ladies' Bible study in your church and just take it one step at a time. And do you have the Book of Life Recovery?
No.
Okay,
I don't.
We're going to send that to you, and it
would be a great study for you to go through. Ask a couple friends to join you, Sarah. You don't want to do this alone, but know that your heart wanting more of God in your life, more of Jesus, is the first step.
And there are so many smoking cessation resources online. There are organizations. You know, I used to run Smoke Enders, actually. I'm a former ex-smoker. The greatest gift you can give yourself is a day without those cigarettes, and then a month, and then a year. And so I'm really hoping that you'll take your regret and your shame and turn that into action. Right. That's going to help your life.
It's not too late.
We'll be back.
Hi, this is Max Licato. My good friend Steve Arterburn and I agree on a lot of things, and one of them is the importance of a good marriage. Steve and the crew at New Life are on a campaign to strengthen marriages, to renew, refresh, and restore them to be what God intended for them to be. And I am 110% behind their efforts. That's why I want to encourage you to consider attending New Life's Marriage Weekend. Whether your marriage just needs a little refreshing or you're on the verge of a divorce, this weekend can be exactly what you need. You don't want to miss it. There's no other conference like it. Call the good people at New Life at 800-NEW-LIFE, that's 800-639-5433, and talk to them about the upcoming New Life Marriage Weekend, or check it out at newlife.com. Don't wait another minute. Do it now.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I think that's why I do it, because there's just so much help there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. You can still join us for the 7-day Glacier Bay Fjord Cruise, July the 1st through the 8th, 2013, Vancouver to Whittier, northbound only. It's going to be great. Marilyn Meeberg, Lucy Swindoll, I'll be there. New Life family will be there. And, you know, it's not the Jill Hubbard Glacier, but we are going to the Hubbard Glacier. It's going to be amazing. Norwegian Cruise Line, guaranteed not to sink or stink. We really love this cruise line.
Or have a fire.
Or no fires either.
I always think of that old song, North to Alaska.
Yeah, I think of it.
Sing it for us, Becky.
No, I don't know any more than that.
All right. Let's go to Stephen from Appleton, Wisconsin. He listens to the podcast. We're glad he does. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you doing?
Great.
And thanks for being in Club New Life, Stephen.
You're welcome. Yes, I really enjoy the show, so appreciate it.
Well, thanks for helping us, and I hope others will be like you. How can we help you today?
Well, I was going to go right into my question. How do I show acceptance and understanding and realistic expectations to my wife, who's a hoarder and very cluttered? She's also over 200 pounds overweight and has, like, I guess, an addiction to food or unhealthy relationship with food, and also has ADD. So,
So where does all that come from, do you think? What was going on there earlier in her life that hurt her so badly?
Well, she's had a lot of, friction between her and her mom, and her own mom is pretty much like a perfectionist.
Oh.
And I think some of that bled down into her life, and Katie and her, my wife, sorry, she, they just had a lot of arguments going through life, and they set up boundaries as well as expectations, but when she wouldn't fulfill them, they would take over and, fulfill their own desires for her, I guess because she wouldn't do it in the time frame they wanted, or, you know, they wanted to save her a lot of responsibility.
Well, it sounds like she's really miserable, and I'm wondering, what has she done to get help, or how willing is she to get help?
Well, I've been trying to encourage that, but I just don't think that either she wants to accept the reality of the situation, or she glosses over things. She wants things to fit into a perfect little world of everything's okay, it's fine. And I even tried to engage her with some deeper conversations and trying to go into those deeper areas of her heart to figure out what is the pain. And she's unveiled them a little bit, but
okay. So what do you two think would be his best hope of connecting with her in a way that might move her to get some help?
You know that old saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Yeah.
But maybe if papa's not happy, something needs to change. So there's some real issues there with her mom and the perfectionism and her hoarding and all the connections. And, you know, she may be what's called a procrastinating perfectionist who you know, doesn't do anything because it can't be perfect, and she's locked into that. And I would say to her, you know, I'm not sure what you need, but I know what I need, and I need you to go to counseling with me to help me understand and accept what you're going through. And so the focus will be on you.
Right.
And then it'll be up to a good counselor to begin to explore carefully so that it doesn't push her away, and then begin to engage her in terms of that. But this is definitely, when you said her mom was a perfectionist, I mean, bingo, it's like, there it is, right there.
And sometimes it helps to start by reminding her of what it was like in the beginning.
Fun
you had, the freedom, the just all of those things, and that you miss that, and you'd love to get back to that place. Mm-hmm. You know it's not going to be easy, but you know that both of you are going to have to do some work, so it is a joint effort.
Well, and I feel, I hear compassion in your voice, Stephen, for her, that you want to understand and empathize with whatever pain she's going through, but it sounds like life has become unbearable for you.
Well, yeah, I still struggle. I have my own issues, I know, and I still struggle with anger and I have my own dad abandonment issues.
Mm-hmm. How much of that anger interferes in the relationship?
Well, it's like a brooding under the surface kind of I keep control of.
Well, tell her that you're tired of being so angry and insensitive and out of control, and that you want to make that better, and you want her to come with you
to help do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So focus
we've
on.
We've actually gone to counseling, but it's for a completely separate issue. I think we just need to find a good counselor. And
well, come to the workshop, Stephen. Come to the marriage workshop that we have in July. You know, one of the things that you're talking about with the overeating as well as the hoarding, she's protecting herself. And so the thing that you're wanting, she's got these walls literally and physically built up around her.
Yeah.
And she's not going to just drop it, especially if she senses the anger that you have, wherever the anger's coming from. But it's not unfixable. Like, you know, you've not even scratched the surface yet.
All right. What a gift that would be if you found a way to connect with her heart. She could get into some kind of doing some work there, and then the outcome is going to be pretty amazing.
But don't expect for her to do individual work. And so when you see somebody come to the weekend, and that'll help an incredible amount.
Yes.
But then when you get a counselor, make sure it's somebody who will work with you together. Mm-hmm. It isn't going to divide you up and send you to two different counselors, because that doesn't work.
All right. I'm going to send you the 7-minute marriage solution, because one of the things in there that I talk about is what to do when you have a spouse that won't do anything. And I think this will help you there. 7 things to start, 7 things to stop, and the 7 most valuable minutes you can spend every day. It's all part of the 7-minute marriage solution. Well, Becky Brown, we're glad that you have joined us today.
Yes.
Club New Life, tell people why it's important to be a member of Club New Life.
Well, not only are you helping other people hear about transformation, learn about transformation, but you are going to be changed, just like you were saying before, Steve, that, you know, part of freedom is when we become giving people.
Yeah.
That all of our resources are God's to begin with. And when we start to join him in the work that he's already doing, it's just an amazing thing. When I hear people call and say, I've listened to the show for so many years, and I thought, I finally need to be part of that.
Yeah. Well, I've heard one person especially said, I knew by giving what it would do for other people, but I didn't realize what it would do for me. And it just is a different way of living. So if you can help us, come join Club New Life, or one-time gift at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. Larry's in the studio. It's May 31st. We're only behind by how much for this month that we have to raise today?
I'd say $70,000.
$70,000. So if you can take care of that for us, we will make you the grand marshal of Club New Life. Anyway, please, whatever you can do, please do help us out. Our website is newlife.com. You can give there, but you can also find out about the things that we do. And there are people right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE waiting to talk to you. They want to help you. And please, either help us or get help for yourself by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
And sign up for a workshop.
Sign up. Do it. Either Every Man's Battle or Healing is a Choice, the Marriage Weekend, so many things that we have for you. Thanks to all of our wonderful people, our New Life family here in the studio. We should do it all the time. But we'll see you here on Monday. God bless you. Hope you have a great, wonderful weekend. And be sure and go to church. That's where God wants to talk to you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us on Monday for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.